So you can't say that I give all my money to God but not to my mother.
我常常慰问年轻的传道人。
I always ask my young preachers.
你薪水不多，但你有没有给母亲？
Although your salary is not very high, do you give money to your parents?
你有没有帮助家人？
Do you help your own family?
我的家不需要，我母亲还会做工的。
He said, "No, my mother has, can work."
我说不管。
I said, "Doesn't matter."
应当做孩子当尽的工作。
You should fulfill your obligation as a child.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
手里有余的时候
，When you have excess in your hand,
应当分给那些需要的人。
You should give to those who are in need.
现在我就问这个问题：谁是需要的人
？So who are the people who are in need?
我施舍要帮助谁？
Who do I help?
穷人这么多
，so many poor
people. 我全部分给他，变成他有，我都没有怎么办
？If I take everything away, I have nothing left.
那我自己也需要怎么办
？I would have needs too.
虽然我们有我们的需要
，although we have our own needs.
有一些人需要比我们更急迫的时候，我们不能完全的闭口闭眼不看。
But when somebody who is more urgently in need, we cannot ignore them.
约翰一书告诉我们
，First John says,
你堵住你的心
，when you shut away your heart.
塞住你的怜悯的心
，When your heart of compassion is shut out，
不照顾别人
，and not help others，
上帝也不怜悯你
，the Lord will not have mercy on you，
那个吃亏就太大了
，and then you would lose more。
从古至今
，so from old days，
有量的人就是有福的人
，those people with a generous heart are blessed。
如果你懂得帮助别人
，if you know how to help others，
上帝不会让你做乞丐的
，the Lord will not enable you to be a beggar。
给别人
，If you know how to share，
上帝不会不分给你。
God will share with you。
如果你懂得照顾别人
，If you know how to take care of others，
体恤别人
，and have compassion on them。
耶稣基督说
，Jesus Christ said，
上帝的恩典要如同斗上尖下流倒在你身上。
The Lord's grace will be poured upon you from above。
我从前都不懂什么上尖下流。
I always wonder what does it mean to be poured down.
上面尖尖，下面流出来。
As if it is very sharp on top.
原来一个斗啊，是这个形状的。
Of course, a foil is shaped like this.
你这样拿的时候
，and when you take it,
它就不容易掉，对不对
？You the things
你们现在大概已经不知道什么叫做斗，就是买花生的才有这个样子。
In the past, when you buy the peanuts, it's like this.
所以花生就放在那个袋子里
，and it's put on the filter.
卷成圆圆的
，like this.
上面大。
Like a cone,
下面小
very small below.
把花生做满了就把它盖起来
and then they will seal it up.
这个就是斗的形状了
This is what a cone looks like.
耶稣基督说呢
Jesus Christ
如果你懂得帮助别人
If you know how to help others
上帝恩典给你的时候
When God give you the grace
就上尖下流把它漏给你了
He will give you the grace like an upside down cone.
什么叫上尖下流呢
What does this mean?
上面尖的嘛
Like this.
对不对呢斗的上面尖的
It's sharp on top.
下面就流下来了
And it will flow up to you.
就斗把它反过来，上尖下流，连一个都留不住，你懂吗
？It means that there are no grace that has been reserved. Everything will come out.
把斗反过来，有没有一粒花生的留在里面
？Is it possible for anything?
留不住的
，It won't stay there.
但真正按照诚实来行事的
，Those who do things with true integrity，
上帝不会留下一样的好处不给他。
God will not reserve any goodness.And not give
我的母亲常常对我说
，My mother always tell me，
无量啊，无福啊。
That if you are good in your heart, you will have blessing。
你无量就无福啊。
If you're not good in your heart, there's no blessing。
你对别人不好，上帝要对付你。
If you are evil to others, the Lord will take care of you。
对别人好，上帝一定多给你。
And if you are good to others, the Lord will bless you。
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God。
施舍的
，those who give
要诚实。
Must be generous.
你帮助别人
，when you help others，
不是因为你是恩典的源头。
It should not be because you are the source of grace.
你帮助别人
，when you help others，
不是以施恩者傲慢的态度。
It is not because you are an arrogant giver.
你帮助别人
，when you help others，
不是盼望以后名字被传出去，大家认识。
It should not be because of fame.
你帮助别人
，when you help others，
不是要得到荣耀。
It is not to be glorified.
你帮助别人
，when you help others，
你右手做的。左手不要知道。
Let not your left hand knows what your right hand is doing。
许多时候你帮助人，连你最亲近的人都不要知道。
Sometimes don't even let your most loved one know。
这样你就真心做。
Then it will be true。
你是慷慨的做。
And generous。
你是诚实的做。
And honest。
不为名，不为利。
Not for fame or benefit。
第四样。
Fourthly。
你帮助人的时候。
When you help others。
不是投资以后连本带利赚回来。
It's not a form of investment。
所以你不是我现在帮助他，看看以后发财他会报应我。
You shouldn't say I help this person so that next time when he prosper he will help me。
年轻的时候我帮助他，我老的时候他养我。
when he's young, I help him. Now I'm old, he will take care of me.
你不要存这样的心。
Don't have such intentions.
所放出去的。
Things that you have let go.
施舍的。
Things that you've given away.
给人的。
Things that you've given away.
你尽量忘记它。
Try to forget it.
你以后才会喜乐。
Then you will have joy.
我母亲死以后。
After my mother died.
有一些人到我们家里来。
Some people came to my house.
哎呀，我们从前的欠你妈妈的钱要怎么办呢？
They say, oh, in the past, I owe your mother money.
我们都不知道这个事情。
We didn't know that.
因为母亲也没有说，我母亲多少多少，你看这个账本。
My mother didn't give us a check.
那我们孩子们有时候就把钱交给母亲。
Sometimes we give money to my mother.
母亲没有拒绝。
My mother would not reject. 因为
她从33岁做寡妇。
She was widowed at 33.
辛辛苦苦把孩子养大。
And with great difficulty, she brought us up.
当孩子会赚钱，把一些钱交在她手里的时候。
When the children give her money,
她就接受。
但
是他吩咐我们一句话
But she told us,
你们做孩子要自己用你自己的手交给妈妈
As children give the money with your own hands
你不可以叫你的太太把钱交给我
Do not ask your wife to give the money to me
我养了你我没有养你太太
Because I brought you up not your wife
所以孩子自己把钱给妈妈不可叫太太给妈妈媳妇没有资格把钱交给妈妈
And daughter-in-laws are not qualified to give money to the mother
不一定要你太太知道你给你妈妈钱。
And don't you may not let your wife know that you are giving your mother money.
因为有些做太太呢，她垄断丈夫，只可爱她，连父母都不要。
Sometimes wife insists that the husband only loves her.
所以呢
，therefore，
她给的那钱给你。
So when you give money, they're not willing.
施恩者的口气对父母亲。
Sometimes they speak to the parents as if they are some great giver.
这是犯大罪的事情。
This is a great sin.
你们今天听这句话都有学，懂不懂啊
？You got to learn all this evening.
你不学老的时候会碰到你自己。
If you don't learn when you grow old, you will get it back.
有一次我香港带两个手表回去。
Once I took two watches back from Hong Kong.
那两个呢？要先给谁呢
？I kept wondering who should I give this watch for. Watches for women.
我要给妈妈一个。
One for my mother.
我要给我太太一个。
One for my wife.
我对我太太说。
I said to my wife.
我要让我妈妈先选，选了剩下的你才拿。
I will ask my mother to choose first, and then you take the leftover.
她说好啊。
She said fine.
我们要尊重老人家。
We will respect her.
所以我把两个表带到我妈妈房间。
I brought two watches to my mother.
妈妈你先选，因为你是长辈。
I said, mother, you choose first. You are the elder.
我妈妈选了一个。
My mother took one.
选了剩下一个拿回我的房间。
And then I took the other one back.
我太太就接受那一个。
My wife accepted the other one.
后来她对我讲一句话。
And then she said,
刚好我拿到我喜欢的。
Actually, this is the one I want.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为上帝在安排啊。
Because the Lord has arranged this.
很可能你尊重老人家的时候。
And possibly when you honor the elderly.
老人家也不好意思拿比较好看的。
The elderly will not be wanting to get the better one.
真正看见孩子尊重他，他就很满意。
She will be very satisfied with the honor.
这些都是很小的事情。
These are small things.
但是至少使我们的家增加多少幸福。
But it brought great blessings to our family.
当我们照着圣经的原则。
When we move according to the Bible.
敬老尊贤。
When we respect the elderly.
我们以后的后代也懂得照样学样。
Our descendants will do the same thing.
幸福就一代一代传下。
And blessings will pass from generation to generation. Dear brothers and sisters,
施舍。
When you give,
帮助人。
When you help others,
给别人。
When you give to others,
要给那些需要的人。
You give to those who are in need.
言归正传哈。
Let us look back to the
world. 什么人是需要的？
How do we know those who are needy?
那是我需要，我需要，可能就不需要了。
Many people who say I need may not be the true one.
自以为需要的，常常是不要脸、不害羞，本来没有需要，感到需要。
There are some people who are so thick-skinned. They always say they want more.
所以你不能给那些贪而无厌的那些人。
Do not give to the greedy.
那你要给那些呢？给那些亲身做工。
But give to those who honestly work.
尽了责任。
Who have tried their very best.
没有办法应付困难而不向你讲的人。
But they cannot solve the problem, and then they never tell you.
那你说他又不向我讲，我怎么知道
？How would I know if they don't say anything?
他尽了力量。
He has tried his best.
不够。
Not enough.
我哪里知道他不够
？How would I know?
他又不对我讲。
He is not telling me.
我怎么知道他需要
？How would I know the need?
所以这个很困难，对不对
？So it's difficult.
所以这些都是要我们做一个主动的观察者。
It tells us that we ought to be an active observer.
教会需要这种敏感的、主动观察的、有洞见的人。
The church needs people who are sensitive in this area.
看谁是尽量。
They are able to see.
谁在困难中间
？They know who are in trouble.
谁有自知之明
？Who are self-conscious?
谁不随便开口的人
？Who would not just ask anyhow?
我们要接触他。
We want to get in contact.
我们要去帮助他。
And help them.
因为反正越有骨头的人，也不愿意把困难告诉别人。
Those with stiff backbone would not tell their problems to others.
相反，也把困难随便告诉什么人的人，都是越没有骨头的。
On the contrary, those who just tell their problem to anyone would have no backbones and no principle.
有一些人什么事都不做，就是去一直等别人把钱给他。他来好好过生活。
There are many people who do not want to do anything. They only want people to give.
你要谨慎这样的人。
Be cautious.
我现在把侍奉和教会的工作分成几种阶级。
There are many different ministries in the church.
一种人是你们给我钱，那我做不做我的事。
There are some people who say, just give me the money and I will.
最坏的传道。
These are the worst preacher.
最坏的教会。
The worst type of church.
第二种侍奉是什么侍奉呢？
The second type of ministry.
我做。
I will work very hard.
那我自己供进自己。
But I will supply my own.
这是比较好的传道人。
A better preacher.
比较好的教会。
A better church.
你说还不是最好吗？
Isn't this the best?
能够做的办事自己供应自己还不好吗？
Isn't it good for him to be self-sufficient? Not good enough.
第三种教会是什么？
The third type of church.
我做了我有余，我就看谁需要我就帮助别人。
I will work and when I have access, I will go help others.
这个就是从贫穷的生命变成丰盛的生命。
This is from poverty into abundance.
从受的生命变成施的生命。
From receiving into giving.
施比受更有。
It is more blessed to give than receive.
我小的时候呢，
When I was young,
只有外国人到我们中间来开奋进会。
There are only Americans or foreigners coming for revival meetings.
我大的时候，
When I was,
我说我们中国人应当对中国人传福音。为了外国人来才能开奋进会。
When I grew up, I was determined that Asians would have revival meetings.
当我年纪更大的时候，
When I go even older,
我们华人可以对别的民族传福音，可以寄钱帮助他们。
I said that the Chinese can preach to other races and help them.
这样从受变成施，就叫做丰盛的生命。
And this is what abundance is all about.
我14年前，我们这个开办一个教会。
14 years ago, we started a church.
有可能今年我们拿到准则要盖很大礼拜堂。
Perhaps this year we'll get a permit to make a huge building.
从起初没有拿外国人一块钱。
From the beginning, we have never received a single dollar from overseas.
直到今天
，till today,
我们在世界各地传道，没有向外面募捐过一块钱。
We go all over the world to preach. We have never asked for sponsorship.
这八年我在美国开归正学院。
For the past 8 years, to have reached a Reform Institute.
归正学院的费用是最大的。
Reform Institute had the most spending.
美国的费用是最大的。
America is very expensive.
我们在美国也不募捐。
But we did not ask for sponsorship.
辛苦到处讲道。
We are preaching all over the places.
剩下的钱就寄到美国去帮助他。
When we have excess and money, we will send to America to help.
我们相信我们的神是活的。
We believe our God is a living God.
我们不需要靠美国。
We do not need to rely on the Americans.
不需要靠大教会。
Or a huge church.
我们不需要靠别人。
Or other people.
我们要努力做，又会帮助别人。
We want to work hard and be able to help others even.
每一次国际大会。
Every time we have international conference,
请我去做讲演的时候，
when they invite me,
我没有拿他们的机票。
I will not ask them to pay for the tickets.
我知道那些大会费用太大了。
I know conferences have great expenses.
所以从我的侍奉，我带钱去帮助他们。
And within my own ministry, I will help them instead.
一个人从受变成施的时候，他就是成长的时候。
A person is growing when he knows how to give rather than just receive.
一个人能自立的时候，他就是已经长大成人的时候。
And when you are able to be independent, you are grown.
但是长大成人在做父母的时候，他就给下一代，他不是像孩子等下一代给他钱。
But when you are grown up, you have children, and you will start to give to your children instead of asking them to give to you.
谁是需要的？
Who are those in need?
我再讲。
Let me say this
again. 那些自以为需要的，天天向你讨钱的。不是真正要给他的。
Those who think that they are in need and always pester you for money are not the one.
从来没有开口，但是真正的困难中间，你要观察到，你要帮助他。
But observe those people who are truly in need but who would not ask.
所以你口手中有余的时候，
When you have excess in your palm,
你要帮助那需要的人。
Help those who are in need.
谁是需要的人？
Who are these people?
那些自以为很需要，到处讲呱呱叫，感到需要的，不是需要的。
Not those people who go around publicizing their needs.
那些做苦工迎娶但是不能自己的人，你发现的那是需要的。
But those people who work very hard and still cannot make it, but will not ask you.
自以为应当得的是不当得的。
Those who think they deserve it do not deserve it.
应当得而自己感到不当得的是你应当给的。
Those who deserve it but will not ask for it are the deserving ones.
刚才的原则。
And based on these principles.
不以为自己施恩的源头。
Based on the earlier principles.
不以施恩者的权威跟傲慢来帮助人。
Do not help others as the source of grace.
不为了名誉的自私来帮助人。
Or out of arrogance and selfishness for fame.
不是为了抢夺上帝的荣耀。
And take away the glory of God.
不是为了要这个投资得到更多的利益。
Or invest for future benefits.
诚诚实实。
But honestly.
真心地。
With true heart.
慷慨地给别人。
Generously.
上帝一定不会忘记我们。
When you give that way, the Lord will not forget you.
这是施舍的恩赐。
This is the gift of giving.
这下去的恩赐是什么？
The next gift.
治理的就要匀权。
If it is leadership, let him govern diligently.
这个很奇妙的一句话。
This is a wonderful verse.
为什么前面这事的要专利这事，教导的要专利教导，劝化的要专利劝化。
Earlier we talked about how in the gift of deaconship, in the gift of teaching, and in the gift of counseling, we ought to focus.
下面不一样的。
But the next verse is different.
施舍的要诚实。
If it is giving, give generously.
然后说呢，治理的要殷勤。
And then leadership, diligence.
为什么不说施舍的要专利施舍，治理的要专利治理？
Why not this focusing be applied to these two
things? 很不一样的事情。
They are different.
我们已经讲了施舍的问题。
We already spoken about giving.
现在我们讲治理的人。
Let us look at leadership.
治理是什么意思？
What does the ruling mean?
就是管理，在权柄上有份管理整个教会秩序的人。
It refers to people who leads the church and rule over the church.
教会里面怎么有治理的人呢？
How can there be rulers within the church?
你们难道像外邦有君王去管制他们呢？
Are we like the Gentiles with kings?
你难道不是以耶和华为你自己的王吗？
Should God not be our king and ruler?
主自己治理就够了吗？
Isn't it enough for the Lord to be the ruler?
你不是让耶稣基督做你的教会的头吗？
Isn't Jesus the head of the church?
你们不是自己父为弟兄就够了吗？
We are brothers and sisters.
所以我们都是弟兄。
So since we are brothers and sisters,
不要让你自己称别人为师父的。
And don't call others your master.
把自己当着别人的师父的。
And treat yourself as master.
不是这样的。
This is not the case.
你注意下面的话语。
Take note of what I'm about to say.
有一些人因为不相信教会有人治理。
Some people do not believe in leadership in the church.
所以他们绝对不把教会有这样的名称，他们就称自己就是弟兄会处的。
And so in their church, everybody are brothers and sisters only.
聚会处。
The assembly,
聚会所
the place of assembly.
尼托生弟兄的组织就是这种。
And the organization of Watchman Nee belongs to this category.
大家都是弟兄。
Everybody are brothers and sisters.
结果大家都是弟兄，有的人说男的是男弟兄，女的是女弟兄。
And so because everybody are brothers, are men brothers and women brothers.
我们都是弟兄。
We are brothers.
那么到教会里面到底有没有治理的呢？
Are there leaders in the church?
这里说。
Here it says
ruler.
The leaders.
治理的。
Those who rule.
在中文呢翻译成治理的，英文翻译成
leadership.
Leaders 是做领袖的。
Those who are leaders.
那弟兄会呢，有的尼托生的这个聚会呢，他就有就领道弟兄，前面弟兄。
In the Watchman Nee's organization, they have leading brothers.
这个他不要牧师。
They don't want pastors.
他不要这个圣经的这个名词。
Or the terms found in the Bible.
他们把牧师跟教师两个合而为一，认为是一个，就是没有牧师。
They join pastors and teachers together as one, so no pastors.
也不要不喜欢用教师。
But they don't want to use the word teacher.
因为耶稣说你们不要有人做师尊，所以用那一句勉强说教会不应当有教师。
Because Jesus said, none of you should be a teacher, so they say, well, we shouldn't have the term.
你不应当受尊称。
So you should not have that title.
所以还有一些教会连这个 reverend 他都不要用。
So some churches will not use the word reverend.
因为耶稣说你不要受尊称。
And Jesus said, "You ought not to be honored with a title."
在这个新加坡就有一个教会。
In Singapore, there is a church.
他们的牧师呢，我说 Reverend 某某人，他说你不要叫我 Reverend. There's no Reverend in the world allowed by Jesus Christ.
当叫他牧师的时候，他说不要称我为牧师。
那么我说你是牧师吗
？I asked, "Are you then a pastor?"
他说是。
He said, "Yes."
那我怎么叫你是牧师呢
？So how do I address you?
Do not call me a Reverend. Call me pastor.
And so they use the word pastor.
I'm pastoring the church, but I'm not a reverend.
就是牧养教会，不是牧师。
要牧，但是不要尊。
And so they don't want the title.
有的人连师字都不要了。
And some people don't use
the word teacher. 因为一做师就违背耶稣的教诲。
It seems to be against.
你不肯领受师尊的称呼。
You ought not to be honored as a teacher.
其实中文这个师啊，不一定是老师，剃头发的是理发师。
The Chinese word 师 also refers to barbers.
煮饭的叫厨师。
And cooks.
弹琴的叫做琴师。
And the pianist.
他不一定是你的老师。
Not necessarily a teacher.
所以就理发师。
A barber.
什么时候做我的老师呢
？When is he a teacher?
我看见理发师，我就像他像个知师尊一样很尊敬，不是这个意思。
I wouldn't honor a barber.
他的专做理发这工作叫理发师。
The Chinese word 师 refers to the profession.
就是这样简单。
So simple.
那有一些人专咬文嚼字，斤斤计较名词到一个地步呢，几乎不能自拔的。
And some people are so literal about everything they cannot save themselves.
那么治理的就是有权柄。
Does that mean that you have power when you lead?
这里说治理的。
Here it talks about ruling.
长老就有治理的权利。
Actually, an elder is a person who rules.
所以治理的要怎么样呢
？What must he do?
这里不是说治理的要用权威，没有。
It doesn't mean that you should exercise your power.
这里说治理的要什么
？Here it says,
都要什么？殷勤。
Govern diligently.
什么意思呢
？What does this mean?
比别人更操劳的意思。
It means you have to work harder than everybody else.
如果我们不明白这些属灵的原则
，If we cannot understand such spiritual principles,
我们被选作这事，选作长老，我们就作威作福，高高在上。
When we are elected deacons or elders, we start to throw our weight around.
耶稣说：“你们这些法利赛人有祸了。
”Jesus Christ said, "Woe to you, Pharisees!"
因为你们用指头叫人做这个事，做那个事。你们连一个指头都不要。
With your finger, you point to others and ask them to do all sorts of things.
好权柄的领袖。
Those leaders who hunger after power.
不是圣经里面的服事的人。
Are not servants mentioned in the Bible.
你真的要做一个别人更高的位分，没有错。
It is right to be ambitious and want to serve in a higher position.
教会里面盼望成为大也没有错。
It's nothing wrong to want to serve more in the church.
唐牧师，你怎么可以这样讲
？How can you say that？
如果有人有雄心要做大，可以不可以
？Is it right for somebody to be ambitious and want to be big？
耶稣没有说不可以啊。
Jesus didn't say no。
你们永远小小的，不可做大，一直小，越小越好，小的看不见最好。
Did Jesus say let's be very small and be very humble？
耶稣从来没有讲。
He didn't say that。
耶稣说你们若愿伟大。
Jesus said if you want to be the greatest，
你要做大。
If you want to be the greatest，
你如果要做，做吧。
It is fine。
你就要先做众人的仆人。
But first, you must be the servant of all。
所以，圣经上帝从来没有压制人的雄心大志。你要注意这一点。
You ought to take note that the Bible has never extinguished the great ambition of man。
有一个人什么事都不要发展，什么恩赐都不要操练。
They don't want any gift, don't want any development。
什么工作不要做大
，not great work。
他以为越小就越属灵。
They think that the smaller we are, the more spiritual we are。
越小就越讨上帝的喜悦。
The smaller we are, the Lord will be more pleased with us。
结果不是隐藏，是埋藏。
But in the end, you are not hiding away, but bearing it。
隐藏不一定做小事。
When you hide it away, it doesn't mean you'll do small things.
埋藏一定不能做事。
But when you are buried, you cannot do anything.
当那个一千年把它放在泥土里面，把它包起来、埋起来的时候，他以为他很谦卑，没有做大事。
When the talent was buried in the soil, the servant thought he is very humble.
耶稣基督说什么呢
？Jesus Christ said,
五千的赚五千回来。
The 5,000 talent made 5,000 talent.
两千的赚两千回来。
The 2,000 talent made 2,000.
你还是一千。
You still have 1,000 talent.
主啊
，Oh Lord，
我把它包起来。
I've wrapped it up.
我把它埋起来。
I've buried it.
现在还是一千，没有减少。你看
，It has not
感谢主，还有这些。
Give thanks to God.
还不错啊。
Has not bad.
我没有偷过。
I didn't.
我没有哪个没有乱掉，还在这里。
It's still here.
主耶稣说什么
？The Lord Jesus says，
所没有种的。
Those that you have not planted,
我要他收。
I will harvest from you.
多给谁
？The person that's given more,
向谁多要
？I will take more from him.
主给你五千
，He does not give you 5,000 talents.
要你交回另外五千。
He wants you to return another 5,000 talents. If he gives you 2,000,
赚回另外两千。
He wants another 2,000.
你说主啊，他们有五千两千，他恩赐那么大，我这么想，我妒忌他们都来不及了。
And you say, Oh Lord, I'm so jealous. They got so much more talent than I have.
主耶稣说，我没有要求太多。
But Jesus said, "I'm not asking for more."
我只有给你一千，应当赚回另外一千。
I have given you 1,000, so you make another 1,000.
多给谁
？To the person who is given more.
向谁多要
？More will be asked from.
少给谁
？The person who is given less.
向谁少少取
？Lesser will be asked.
你连这个严格 这个原则都不知道吗？
Don't you even know this?
我告诉你，问题不发生在有大恩赐的人身上，常常发生在小恩赐的人身上。
Question is not upon those who have great gifts, often with those who have no gifts.
圣经从来没有讲一千的赚回一千，两千的赚回两千，五千的埋在泥土里，没有这样讲。
The Bible never give us an illustration where the 5,000 talent was buried but the 1,000 made money.
圣经反过来，少的常常埋葬，因为什么？我既然没有恩赐，我不能做什么？一天到晚为自己没有恩赐辩护的人是绝对不能进步的。
It is because very often we argue and give excuses that we have no talent.
你一定要发展。
You must develop yourself.
你一定要向前。
You must move forward.
无论你有多少，你一定要为主努力。
Doesn't matter how much you have, you must work hard for the Lord.
你要做大，没有错。
It is right to be ambitious.
那我们争。
Let us strive.
为主的国度争。
Let us strive for His kingdom.
当争者不可让。
We ought not to give way.
当让者不可争。
And when we need to give way, let's not fight for it.
那么你说什么是当争的呢？
So how do we know when?
我们要抢救灵魂。
We want to save souls.
发展圣工。
We want to develop the kingdom.
我们要更多的地方传福音。
We want to preach more.
我们领更多人归主。
We want to bring more to Christ.
更明白上帝的话。
We want to understand His word more.
知识、感情，在圣化的一切事情中，都要继续不断的长。
In the things of our knowledge, our emotion, in our spirituality, we want to grow.
如果有人盼望做这事，可以不可以啊？
Is it good for a person who wants to be a deacon?
如果有人盼望做传道人，可以不可以？
If he wants to be a preacher, yes.
如果有人盼望做长老，可以不可以？
If he wants to be a elder, yes.
耶稣说：“你们若愿伟大。”
Jesus Christ said, "If you want to be the greatest."
表示可以的嘛。
It means.
如果有人图谋大事，可以不可以？
Is it right for a person to be ambition?
可以不可以？
可以，
可以。你有没有图谋大事？
有，
有。可以不可以？可以。
Yes.
你说圣经明明说不可图谋大事吗？
But the Bible says no.
圣经没有这样说。
The Bible doesn't say that.
圣经说不可为自己图谋大事。
The Bible says, do not be ambitious for yourself.
你明白吗？你要为上帝图谋大事。
It must be for God.
我再说。
I say this again.
不可为自己图谋大事。
Not for yourself.
但是为上帝一定要图谋大事。
But for God, we want to do great things.
所以印度有史以来最伟大的宣教士。
The greatest evangelist in India.
英国派去的 William Carey.
Was William Carey from England?
他讲一句话。
He said something.
He said, "Ask great things from God and do great things for God."
你应该向上帝求大事，而为上帝做更大的事。
我们要问向上帝求大事。
We ask great things from God.
然后为上帝做大事。
And do great things for
God. 大家说一二三，向上帝求大事。为上帝做大事，一个英国的卫斯理约翰
，John Wesley from England，
做工作了一生
，After working for
两百年以后
，200 years later，
全世界有几千万人在卫理公会里面做礼拜
，Tens of thousands of Methodists are in the world。
为什么英国有这样的人，中国没有
？Why are there no such person like in China？
为什么
？Why？
因为我们不求大事。
Because we don't ask for great things.
不做大事。
We won't do great things.
但一个马丁路德
，A Martin Luther from Germany，
起来为真理征战
，Who fought for the truth.
五百年以后
，500 years later，
世界有七千万的人在这个路德会里面。
There are 70 million Lutherans.
为什么？
Why?
中国人没有
？Why not the Chinese？
因为没有图谋大事。
Because we are not ambitious.
我们做领袖
，As leaders，
我们出名。
We want to be famous, but we develop.
没有错。
It is right.
今天华人教会最大的毛病就是盼望大家谦卑到什么都没有，到死都没有做事情。
The Chinese church want everybody to be so humble that we won't do anything.
哪一个人比较有恩赐，大家要压压压给他死。
If you have a lot of talent, everybody wants to go against you.
你不要以为你被压，所以你现在快要死了。
And don't think that you will die just because they go against you.
可能你太骄傲，需要被压。
Perhaps you are too arrogant, so.
所以这个两方面都要谈哦。
So we have to go both sides.
我们盼望更有恩赐、更有才干的人都可以起来。
But of course, we want the Lord to raise those with great talent.
如果有人是可以在教会里面做治理的人
，If a person can be a leader,
就像长老
，like an elder,
那么他应当怎么样
？What should he do?
治理的要什么？要允许。
He need to govern diligently.
凭着什么做人的领袖？
So how should you qualify as a leader?
凭着多劳多苦。
By the fact that you work a lot harder.
多流汗多流泪。
More tears, more perspiration.
多疲倦多操作。
More weary and more work.
你多操心多操力。
And more worries in your heart.
你殷勤。
Diligently.
你可以做治理。
Then you can rule.
今天教会有一些长老是从来不殷勤，只永远做长老。
There are many elders in the church who will not work, they just want the title.
还有一些人永远殷勤做，但是从来没有人尊重他们。
And other people work very hard but no respect from others.
这两个配合起来正好。
These two should come together.
治理人的
those who lead
要殷勤
should work hard.
有关于这一点呢，这个彼得自己讲了几句很重要。
The apostle Peter said a few important things.
一个做长老的人
a person who is an elder
不是下次变人
is not to rule over others.
乃是做群羊的榜样
but to be an example for the flock.
他侍奉不是出于勉强。
He served not unwillingly,
那也是出于甘心
but because he's willing.
这就是治理的，做领袖的人应当有的属灵的榜样。
This is a spiritual example of leaders.
那个权柄来到你手中的时候
when the authority comes upon you,
不是用手段运动得来的
it is not because of political means,
不是用钱贿赂买来的
or because of bribes,
不是用诡计多端把它召集来的
or because of deception
乃是用你的灵性引起人对你的顺服
but because of your spirituality others are willing to follow
我常对我的学生说
I always say to my students
权柄尊重是送来的不是抢来的
respect must be earned and not robbed
如果一个人说为什么你不尊重我
if a person say why are you
not respecting 为什么你对我没有礼貌
why are you rude to me
这个人灵性有问题了
there's something wrong with his spirituality
因为他是逼人尊重他
He's forcing others to respect him.
他用各样的权柄抢来别人对他的尊重。
And he demands their respect.
这个是不对的事。
This is wrong.
但如果你真的是值得人尊敬
，But if you deserve that honor,
你从来没有要求尊敬，一定会自动送到你的门口来。
Even without any demand, it will come to you.
贝利威曾经有宣教士，没有什么恩赐。
Inland Mission Society has a missionary.
把他派到非洲去的时候
，Who was sent to Africa?
大家看他没有什么恩赐，就给他一份最不好的工作。
Because he doesn't seem very talented, they give him a lousy job.
不是给他上台讲道
，Not preaching.
不是给他管理宗教会
，Not leading the churches.
不是给他巡回查考各区的工作
，Or go and invigilate.
叫他做什么？
What did they ask him to do?
修补鞋子。
They asked him to mend shoes.
那个时候宣教士穷得不得了。
Missionaries were very poor back then.
很多宣教士用过的鞋子坏的全部堆在一个大这个大的大的这个房间里面。
There was a room where all the shoes that are worn out are dumped in there.
所有过去宣教士用过的旧鞋子都在里面。
All the shoes of the past missionaries are all dumped there.
你就没有什么恩赐，你去做修补鞋子的工作。
They told the missionary, since you're not very talented, go and mend shoes.
他就很谦卑的好。
So in humility, he said, "Fine."
每天 dog 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 dog.
So every day he mend shoes.
修住旧鞋子。
And mended shoes.
鞋子又烂又臭。
They're very smelly shoes.
又皱。
And very difficult. Difficult to mend.
一个一个修修。
One by one he mended them.
这个他修几年
？How many years did he do that?
修七年。
He took 7 years.
七年专做修旧鞋子。
For 7 years, he spent his time mending shoes.
如果是你呀。
If it were you,
如果是我
or me,
主啊你有没有搞错啊
you say, Lord, are you sure?
我奉献是来做大布道家的
I have given my life to be great
如果要修鞋子在伦敦很多鞋店我可以去做
I could have done this in London
他没有
but he did not do that
他平心静气
he was very calm
甘心侍奉
he was serving
殷勤做
diligently
不能用的鞋子一个一个修好一个一个修
and he mended all the shoes
所以宣教士要到内地去的时候
When the missionaries wanted to go,
需要鞋子总是供应得很好。
He could supply shoes very well.
七年以后
7 years later,
后来怎么样你知道
What happened later?
他被选作内地会的一个会长。
He was elected as a chairman of the society.
The international director.
The international director.
Overseas missionary fellow. 为什么呢
？Why?
做领袖
，as a leader,
有远见。
He was diligent.
有帮助人。
He helped others.
有亲手做工。
And he worked himself.
有榜样。
He had a good example.
你所尊敬的人。
The person you honor.
一个一个看。
Look at them one by one.
是因为他比别人更权威呢。
Is it because they are more powerful?
或者他比别人更牺牲。
Or they are more sacrificial.
他是因为自己用威风、用权柄来使人降服他。
Did they demand authority?
或者他是用生活、用举例、用牺牲的精神，使人不得不尊敬。
Or do they get their respect out of a sacrificial spirit?
你要记得
Remember this.
尊敬不是抢来的
Respect must be earned.
尊敬是送来的
And you cannot rob it from others.
大家说一二三尊敬不是抢来的尊敬是送来的你尽心竭力殷勤做工
When you work diligently,
你真正服务人甘心做众人的仆人
When you're willing to be servant to all
你就可以做人的领袖
You can then be the leader of all
主耶稣说
Jesus Christ said
你们若愿伟大
If you want to be the greatest,
就必做众人的仆人。
You must be the servant of all.
主耶稣讲这一句话的那一天
，The day when Jesus said this，
也就是他跪下来替门徒一个一个洗脚的同一天。
Was the same day where he knelt down to wash the feet of the disciples.
我从来不能了解。
I cannot understand.
那一双手是创造天地万物的。
A pair of hands created all things in heaven and earth.
亲身跪下来，连犹大的脚他也要替他洗。
And yet he even washed the legs, the feet of Judas.
这一双手
，such pair of hands,
创造太阳、
created the sun, the moon,
星宿、
the constellation,
宇宙、
the entire cosmos.
这一双手
，this pair of hands,
洗门徒的脚
，is washing the feet of
the disciples. 这一双手
，this pair of hands,
医人的病。
Heal others.
这一双手
，these pale hands，
按在麻风病人的头上
，was upon the head。
这一双手
，these pale hands，
被钉在十字架
，was crucified。
这一双手
，these pale hands，
要定罪审判所有只能讲不能做的人。
Will one day come and judge all who just speak and would not do anything？
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters，
你要做大吗
？Do you want to be great？
做众人的仆人。
You must be servant of all.
你要被尊重吗
？You want to be honored.
你要做一个值得被尊重。
You must earn the respect.
真心自己，身心力行的人。
And a person who actually is a man of your own words.
最后一个
，Lastly，
怜悯人的
，Those who show mercy，
就当甘心。
Let him do it cheerfully.
怜悯人什么意思
？What does it mean to show mercy？
爱心去体会别人的需要。
It means with love you understand what other people need.
怜悯人什么意思呢
？What does it mean to show mercy？
心与人的心相连，感情与感情同共鸣。
It means that your heart is the same with others and your emotions the same.
这个 mercy，
this word mercy，
就同着 compassion 同样的意思。
Has the same meaning as compassion.
什么叫 compassion？
What does compassion mean？
Com 就是相同。
Com means to be the same.
Passion 就是 passion。
Passion is passion.
拉丁文的感情的意思。
In the Latin word for emotion.
当你同情的时候。
When you have the same
你同情人的时候。
When you have mercy.
要是你站在人的地位，真正明白人在那种困境中间的感受是。
It means that you feel the same way as the other person.
圣经告诉我们。
The Bible says.
我们的主在地上做人。
When our Lord was on earth.
弟兄有血肉的身体。
The brothers had flesh.
他照样成了血肉的身体。
In the same manner, he took on the flesh.
住在我们的中间。
And he lived among us.
他体恤我们的困难。
And he understand our difficulties.
他了解我们的经验。
He knows our problems.
他体会我们的经历。
He understand our experiences.
你饥饿吗？
Are you hungry?
耶稣曾经40天不吃饭。
Jesus Christ starved for 40 days.
你干渴吗？
Are you thirsty?
耶稣基督曾经在撒玛利亚女人的井旁。要求水喝。
Jesus asked for water in Samaria from the woman.
被弃捐吗
？Have you been forsaken？
耶稣来到自己的地方，没有人接待他。
No one took Jesus in his own land.
卑微吗
？Are you humble？
降生在马槽里。
He was born in a manger.
你孤单吗
？Are you lonely？
没有人真正了解耶稣所受的苦难。
No one understand the loneliness of Jesus Christ.
你没有栖身之所吗？
Do you not have a place to live?
耶稣是狐狸有洞，天上的飞鸟有窝，人子没有枕头的地方。
And Jesus Christ said, the foxes have holes, the birds have nests, the son of man has not a place for his
feet. 你被人丢弃吗？
Have you been forsaken by others?
十字架上说，我的上帝，我的上帝，为什么你离弃？
Upon the cross, Jesus said, my God, why have you forsaken me?
从来没有一个人比耶稣受过更大的痛苦。更多的困难。
Not a single person that experienced more pain and suffering than Jesus did.
他是多经苦难，常经忧患的人。
He was a person that has suffered greatly.
圣经说 ，He's a son of sorrows, a man of griefs.
The Bible says, the son of sorrow, man of grief.
他的生命充满忧伤痛苦。
His life was filled with pain.
所以他了解人的困难。
So he understands us.
怜悯人的人。
The person who shows mercy.
并某怜悯。
Will receive mercy.
怜悯的人
，those who give compassion，
出于甘心
，must do it cheerfully.
我现在要结束
，I want to end now.
我要把一句话讲完，我就结束。
I will end with a sentence.
在四福音里面
，within the Gospels，
提到耶稣怜悯
，they talk about Jesus having compassion.
耶稣怜悯他们
，he had compassion on them.
耶稣同情他们
，he had mercy on them.
一共有十次
，he said it 10 times.
一个人的伟大
，the greatness of a person，
不在乎看见别人的缺点。
It is not upon whether he can spot mistakes. The greatness of a person,
it is
upon whether he has compassion on
others.
The world has too many intelligent people, too little great persons. The church today, we need great souls. We need people who are like Jesus Christ. May the Lord raise us and be with us. Let us stand up together and pray.